For our next story, here's Brendan.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
There's a lot of things about school that suck. For Emily, it's when other kids act fake.
I sometimes feel like people are using me and they pretend to be really nice, but then they only come up to you when they need something and then they leave once they're done with what they need. And people sometimes want to copy my homework or tests and it's not very nice. And then they act like they're your friend and they'll only call you for homework.
Justin knows exactly what this is like.
Well, there are like a lot of fake people in my school. It's basically they use you for things that they need. And when they're done getting whatever they need, they'll, like, leave you hanging by yourself. Like, when you need them, they won't be there for you.
People who act fake are often popular. Other kids think that they'll be popular, too, if they hang out together. Most of the time, these kids end up getting used.
You witness it, and then you really feel bad for the people who like them. Because I think some people like people who treat them badly. They just don't realize it. I'm not like that. I don't like people who treat me badly.
In Celeste's school, there is a group of three popular girls who gossip about the other people. Celeste warned the new girl not to become friends with them, but that girl didn't listen.
And now sometimes they're like, you can't hang out with us, and then she has to sit by herself with this like other girl, and then even that girl leaves her sometimes, but that girl still acts nasty, so she deserves it.
There doesn't seem to be any solution to this problem.
There's always going to be like one of those kids or person who's, I don't know, just acts annoying and stuff. You have to deal with that as life.
Well, I don't think there's any ending to it, but it'll just keep on going on and on and on until there's nothing to talk about anymore, but there will always be something to talk about, so it'll keep on going on.
People should learn to depend on themselves and not other people because people can be acting like they're your friends, but they're really not, and then they'll let you down. So you shouldn't like put too much trust in anyone unless you really know them.
Mean people aren't the only thing about school that sucks. There's also the teachers.
My teacher says we're all getting into crappy high schools because a lot of kids in my class are failing with like 60 or below. So he says we're all going to get into crappy high schools.
Hearing this kind from a teacher isn't exactly helpful. Crispin can attest to that.
What happens is it's a morale leveler. It really dampens your morale and you feel like you don't want to do the work anymore.
It's also irritating when teachers blame people unfairly. One time, in art class, Emily's teacher blamed her for talking too much, even though she wasn't.
He moved me and he yelled at me in front of my teacher, who got really mad at me. And then the area where I was sitting was still really, really loud. And then he finally apologized to me, but I don't think he really liked me. Like, he took it out on me.
The same thing happened to Justin. A teacher got mad at him, even though the kid next to him had been talking. The teacher told Justin to shut his mouth.
I was like, no, you shut your mouth, because I wasn't talking. And then she said, she was like, you have the tension. I was like, no, I'm not going, because I didn't do anything.
Was that the right thing to do? You be the judge.